you offer the apology for all the monsters of our times.
Is that correct?
Welcome to the Midnight Movie Maniacs podcast, Forbidden Panel's weekly movie review that takes place during the midnight showing of new movie releases. And now your hosts, AJ and Martin.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Midnight Movie Maniacs. This week, we're watching The Lone Ranger.
Hi, ho, Silver.
You just say ho.
Yes, and hi.
And
Silver. Yeah. I was watching the old classic episode before I came to the movies tonight.
Did you watch the movie with Bo Derek?
No, I didn't watch movies. I was watching old half-hour episodes with people who weren't Indian, playing Indians. It was entertaining, to say the least.
So yeah, we're here in San Bernardino at the RPX Theater. I'm here with Martin. I got Richard and Vanessa on one side. I got James on the other. Why The Lone Ranger? Why are we not seeing Despicable Me 2?
Well, I already saw Despicable Me 2. So that's why I'm not seeing it. But yeah, it wasn't a double feature kind of week. We've been doing some double features for a while. Despicable Me was good. I can tell you that from seeing it. It was the classic sequel to any kid's movie. Minions steal the show again. You don't need to see it in 3D. Really reminiscent of the old school kids, like straight to video Disney sequels we had when we were younger, the Aladdin 2, Aladdin 3, Little Mermaid 2, things like that. But it was good. It was entertaining. I'm ready for a Minions-only movie. So when that comes,
it should be Minions like miniseries, or now Cartoon Network does those little 10-minute shorts or something like that. That would be awesome.
Well, their movie was announced before the sequel to Despicable Me, and then got pushed back after. So it'll be interesting to see if it actually happens or not. But yeah, so I've already seen it. I figured Lone Ranger 2, RPX, how could we pass that up?
Did you say Lone Ranger 2?
No, I figured Lone Ranger 2 in the RPX.
So you said you've been watching the half-hour serial that came out back in, what, like the 60s, 70s?
Yeah, it would have been not with it as a deep problem.
I actually grew up watching this series. And I always, you know, back in the day, didn't know what racism was. Gentrification or any of those other things.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was kind of cool with it. And I watched the movie that had come out back in the 80s. Kind of dug it. And then saw the movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger, where he was a cowboy, where he was making fun of the Lone Ranger wearing his costume and the whole nine. I can never remember which one, The Handsome Stranger or something like that.
Oh, wow.
So I remember that movie. So, you know, I don't want to say I'm excited. I'm familiar with the Lone Ranger story. How many of the fans do you think coming out here today can say that as well?
I think a lot of fans can say that. It's going to be 50-50. I think we got a split. I think we've got the older crowd who's knew the Lone Ranger, knew radio serials, knew the TV shows. Some may even read the comic book, like myself. And then we have the other 50% that are all Johnny Depp, Pirates of the Caribbean, Edward Scissorhands fans. Those are going to be the two groups that come see this movie. And so I think it'll be a nice split. I think both sides are going to be pleased, too. At least that's my expectation.
Here, you actually expect a decent film?
I'm expecting another Green Hornet film, Seth Rogen Green Hornet film, like kind of a cheesy take on the character. I think it's going to be very Pirates of the Caribbean-ish, and I'm going to end up laughing and being entertained more. But that's
over the top action special effects.
Right. I'm more interested in being entertained. Lone Ranger to me was always the classic Western cowboy superhero to me, and reading the comic books has always felt that way too. I'm not looking for some serious in-depth origin story. I'm not looking for any long-term story. So I'm just looking to see some adventure on trains, riding horses, some shooting. That's what looks fun to me. Some good one-liners would be great. And that's all I need out of this movie. I'm not here to see it in IMAX. I'm not here to see it in 3D. I'm just here to be entertained by, hopefully, a semi-authentic Western movie.
Now, Johnny Depp. This film has already been controversial, in a controversial way, billed as the Tonto Show. Are you of the same mind? Do you feel that way? And how does that make you feel?
From the initial announcements of this movie to arriving today, it's always been, we're telling the story from Tonto's perspective, so I've always expected it to be the Tonto story. I felt the same way when they did the Green Hornet. It was told from Kato's perspective kind of thing. Seth Rogen was just trying to be loud and take control of the movie, but Kato vision, the Kato special effects were what was cool about that movie, Kato's inventions, those were what I liked. So I'm not surprised that it's going to be Tonto's movie. Plus we know that Johnny Depp can carry a movie for Disney, especially at the level they want it carried. So I'm not at all surprised or going to be upset that it's all about Johnny Depp's character.
You see, I am, again, growing up with The Lone Ranger, the movie's being billed as The Lone Ranger. You know, I want to see The Lone Ranger. You know, I want to see his point of view and more focus on his character as opposed to Johnny Depp pretending he's a Native American and stealing the show. However it is, Gore Verbinski, I mean, it might as well be Tim Burton at this point. I mean, it's all the same cast with just the insertion of Armie Hammer. It's like, you know, I believe I hadn't even stated that before. They just hit a button and, like, the same kind of sets show up, the same actors show up, and they just insert new blood in there to make it fresh.
Well, and since Green Hornet, I've never expected to see the heroes like that, Green Hornet, Lone Ranger, Zorro. I've never gotten to see those characters in the front spotlight for the movies that they've made. Antonio Banderas did pretty decent Zorro, in my opinion, but I was paying a lot more attention to Catherine Zeta-Jones. I was paying a lot more attention to Anthony Hopkins in those movies. Green Hornet, again, I was paying more attention to Kato than I was to Seth Rogen's Green Hornet character. I'm going to be paying more attention to Johnny Depp than I am Armie Hammer. I haven't seen a film about a hero where they put him in the spotlight. These lesser-known heroes, not the comic book superheroes that we're used to, the tights and capes, but these other heroes, since Robin Hood, since Prince of Thieves, I think that they really did a good job of not letting Morgan Freeman take over that movie from Kevin Costner, or the Sheriff of Nottingham's character be so heavy that it took away from Kevin Costner. I thought Kevin Costner's Robin Hood was very much the front character of that story, of that movie.
I didn't feel that with the Russell Crowe version, though.
Yeah, I don't talk about the Russell Crowe version, or other Russell Crowe movies, for that matter. But
how to feel.
Gladiator. They do these movies with these heroes,
Virtuosity.
And it's almost like the sidekick, the comedic relief is more important
right.
than the actual hero story itself. And so I've given up worrying about that, expecting that. From these movies, I just want to be entertained. And that's what I'm looking for. Armie Hammer, this is an opportunity for him. He's constantly rumored to be in a superhero movie. And now Marvel is casting all kinds of characters that they need right now. They're looking for Doctor Strange for their Phase 3 that's going to be the new hub character equal to Iron Man for Phase 1 and 2.
I see Armie Hammer. I see Hank Pym.
Yeah, that's the other rumor. He's Ant-Man. Nathan Fillion's denied it. Armie Hammer at the premiere at California Adventure a couple weeks ago for this movie, The Lone Ranger, said, Ant-Man? Oh, yeah, I haven't heard anything about that. Played it off really silly and stupid, like even joked around with his agent who was there and like playing off. We've heard of Ant-Man, right? Yeah, we've heard of Ant-Man. Like, so hopefully, this will be something that does well for him and shows he can do it, and then we'll get him out of the social network cast that he's been a part of and always known for, and into other movies, more action movies. It would be cool to see him in a Marvel movie. He had been cast as Batman in the original Justice League movie that was supposed to go into production a while ago and then got canned. He's been around superheroes, it's possible, but I think he needs to break out a little bit more, and I think this is his next opportunity.
You know, I saw him in that fairy tale movie that just came out that he was in.
Enchanted? No, he's
no.
in the Mirror Mirror.
Mirror Mirror, that's it. And I just don't see him as an action hero. I mean,
everything he's done.
He looks like a barrel-chested dork.
A lot of the movies he's done, he seems a little goofy. A little kind of a twerp. Not even like geek nerd kind of level, like a little bit below that. It's weird that they make him like a lovesick puppy in Mirror Mirror. He's playing second fiddle in this movie, things like that. So he's got to find the opportunity where he can show what he can do, and then they got to put him in the spotlight.
He's got to go the opposite way of Jaden Smith.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty much the only questions I have. Let me ask James. James, what are you expecting with this movie?
Technically not really a lot. I mean, it's like a remake of everything else. Like, I have high hopes that it will be good, but if it's not, it's not going to hurt me.
You, And the other thing that we have forgotten to mention about it, we're here on a Tuesday, which is kind of a different deal for us. I mean, it's 4th of July coming up, and so that's why we're here.
And both of these movies jumped from a Friday release to a Wednesday release, so that they didn't have Thursday midnight showings.
But of the two, which do you think deserves the blockbuster release? Like, deserves the top spot? And which do you think are just going to get the top spot?
Having seen Despicable Me 2, I already expect Lone Ranger to deserve the blockbuster spot for the holiday weekend. Despicable Me 2 could have gone straight to DVD and it wouldn't have hurt anybody's feelings. It was good to see, but it didn't need to be a theatrical
one. Wow, already with the Xbox One commercial in the theaters.
And so I expect that Lone Ranger deserves it and should get it. I'm still concerned that they're even going to take the number. Either one's going to take the number one spot. Monsters University's had it for the last 2 weeks. Man of Steel is still dangling there at number 5. So, you know, can these two movies come in and bump a couple of those other ones out? You know, is the heat going to get kicked out? What's going to happen? So we'll have to see come Sunday who wins the weekend.
But between the two, you're thinking...
I think that Lone Ranger will take it. I don't think that they're... You know, families are a powerful group of moviegoers. We can see that with Monsters University these last 2 weeks. But families also like to celebrate barbecues, fireworks, and vacation time together. And I don't think going to the movies this weekend.
So, yeah, I pretty much agree with you on that point. But, you know, it all remains to be seen. We can walk out of this movie and be like, what the crap was that?
Yeah.
All right, we'll go ahead and take our break, and we'll come back after the movie's over and let you know what we thought. So here we are at the end of The Lone Ranger. What'd you think, Martin?
I loved it. It was what I was expecting, and it was a lot of fun. Like, that's the funnest movie I think we've had all summer.
Yeah, I kind of dug it, too. I was cracking up pretty much throughout the entire thing, so a lot of action, a lot of over-the-top, and... You know, I have to admit when I'm wrong, and it wasn't the Tonto Show. I mean, I didn't feel it. I thought there was a lot of equality all over the place. I mean, yeah, more backstory on Tonto than I would expect, but when you think the first hour of the movie is backstory on Lone Ranger,
yeah,
I guess it makes up for it.
Well, it was still the Tonto telling the story to me, you know, the old man Tonto, and so that, I was okay with it. It was well-balanced, but I still think it was Tonto's story. It wasn't a story about Tonto, but it was Tonto telling a story.
Right, well, yeah. Exactly.
I like that. I like that approach to it versus it being about Johnny Depp. And there was a little bit of Jack Sparrow in there, a little tiny bit, but not so much that it, like, took away from Tonto or the story. So, yeah, it was really good. Helena Bonham Carter's character was not over the top. Like, it was pretty well done. You know, she had a small part, but it didn't have to be so big because she was in the movie. Like, they kept it at a good level with the amount of screen time her character had. William Fichtner, holy crap.
Right?
That's Shredder.
Yeah, I know.
What the... Holy cow. I mean, just the way he carried himself, the way he took on the character, the look, it was good. I'm ready to see him in Shredder now. I want to see if they'll let him be creepy.
Yeah, it took me a minute. Like, I kind of was like, was that William Fichtner? And then, like, it kept going and kept going. And then I recognized some of his traits, you know, his little mannerisms and stuff. But I thought he did a really good job as the bad guy. I don't know. I kind of really dug the movie. It was a little long. But I kind of didn't mind it. And
it didn't feel long. It didn't feel like it was 2.5 hours. It felt like maybe a solid 2-hour movie, you know.
After mid-credits scene, hold on. So, mid-credits is... Spoiler, Tonto just wandering through the desert, looking like he has to take a shit. So, yeah, who invited Barry Pepper to the party?
He was in the right spot for him. Like, it was his persona.
Every time I see him in a movie, it just feels like he's wearing a wig or a bad beard or something.
Or contacts this time around.
Right.
He looked like he was wearing contacts. I didn't like his ending. I would have wanted more from his ending. But I liked a lot of the... There was some better known names in there that people aren't going to recognize. I mean, they did a really good job of costuming and making these guys look like they lived in the Old West. You know, they didn't make pretty boys. Ari Hammer was not a pretty boy at all in this movie.
But his teeth was way too white. His teeth were glow-in-the-dark.
But, I mean, he went to law school. He was supposed to be this city boy that was really clean and proper. So, you know, part of that comes with it.
Pretty boy that was shot, killed, buried, and came back and still had the whitest teeth I've ever seen.
But they didn't make it, like, so, you know, he got it. He wore the mask. I thought it was funny that he took the mask off for a while. You know, like, every superhero movie lately is letting a pretty boy take off the mask. But, like, he really did have a rough look to him. And so did all the Rangers. So did Tonto. You know, it really did have a
neckbeard guy.
Yeah, so I liked it. I liked the look. I liked the story. I had fun. You know, we laughed at a couple other movies this summer, but I don't think I've laughed like this in a movie.
I have. I mean, you still haven't seen
This is the End,
yeah, which to me is the top comedy this year.
But I mean, this wasn't supposed to be a comedy. This was supposed to be an action adventure, and it absolutely was.
And when it got real, it got real.
Yeah.
Like, that was a fucked up backstory.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, it did a good job. Way to go, Disney. And PG-13, so I think it deserved what it got. It wasn't Disney dumbing it down for audiences. But kids, I think, still see it.
Yeah, like I said, I really dug it. I dug it more than I thought it would. However, it still felt like a desert Pirates of the Caribbean. Like, I'm fully expecting the ride to show up at Disneyland at some point, and, you know, action figures and all that stuff. Which
already there.
I remember having the Lone Ranger action figures when I was a kid. So yeah, I'm sure they're making.
I was there this past weekend. They've already got Lone Ranger toys everywhere. They've got Tonto costumes. The badges kind of mysteriously were gone already. But you could get the action figures everywhere. And then Big Thunder Mountain, the roller coaster, the Old West roller coaster, is down for construction right now. But that's where they've been having all the little Lone Ranger merchandise and Lone Ranger promos.
Because they're converting it over to Lone Ranger Land.
Yeah, so it's very likely that they could bring that there. Just in time for the DVD release in October.
Right. So we're going to hang out for a little bit and watch the rest of the trailer of the end credits scene.
Tonto keeps going.
Tonto keeps wandering around. Great job on the makeup for Old Tonto.
The random hair he had creeped me out. And we're being eyeballed by the police.
So, thanks for joining us, everybody. We enjoyed the movie. We recommend that you guys go check it out. And we'll catch you next week for the most anticipated film of the summer for me, with Pacific Rim and IMAX 3D. See you guys then.